Hello, all of you out there. Oh my gosh, that was so loud. Hi there. I was gonna say hello, all you Colonial Bravehearts, but my intro got messed up because my mic is way too close to my face. So, LOL, it's like, you guys can't see it, but it's really funny.
Yeah, back up that mic.
I know, I'm about to like whack my head into it, honestly.
If you hear a big thud, Mia just hit the mic.
Yeah, it's just my head. Guys, it's okay. It's just bruised, and I'm just on my way to Med Express, so it's cool. Call in. Anyways, how y'all doing? It's Wednesday. Yes, it is. It's a little wacky. It's also the week of the Super Bowl.
Yes, Super Bowl week. Yay.
Yeah, we got those Broncos and those Panthers.
And we're in the country, apparently, now.
Yeehaw,
right?
Oh, my gosh. I have had some kind of week, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. Not that I really should be telling people on the radio about my life, but today was crazy. I think I've been half asleep all day. I was in stats class, and I answered, like, 6%. And I don't know why. It was not even a mile close to the answer. I told somebody today, I was like, look, my answer was all the way in California and we're in Pennsylvania. Like, that's how far I was away from it. It was bad.
In other news, more relevant news.
Thanks, Dan. I think the viewers wanted to know about my day. I was 0-2 and, or is it 2-0? No, it was 0-2, definitely. Yeah, no. In accounting class. It was bad.
Yes, zero would be the wins and two would be the, yes.
Yes, yeah, no, it was definitely two losses, guys. Not two wins in accounting class today.
So the failure at accounting over there is Mia?
I'm not failing in accounting. I was just trying to answer because my friend next to me, like, answered these two questions and he was totally on the ball and I was like, gotta give him a run for his money. And I tried and I slipped and fell.
This has been the longest intro ever.
I got bills. I gotta pay. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of intro, guys, we actually have a new intro. Do we want to preview it today? I think so.
We definitely will, for sure.
Yeah, and we want to get your feedback on it. So you know our call-in numbers. If not by now, if you're just tuning in, that's 412-397-6816. And you can call into our line here and let us know what you think of our new intro.
That will follow the Rolling Stones, Painted Black.
There you go. Which, actually, they are a part of this year's Super Bowl lineup, correct?
That's a negative.
That's a negative? Didn't you tell me that?
They played the Steelers Super Bowl, but...
Ah, gotcha. Well, no, they played at Heinz Field this past summer.
Yes,
in
they
June.
Did.
Yep. They did.
They also played at Heinz Field, for those of you that didn't know. FYI, boom.
Yes, I did say that, yeah. Oh, guys, this is madness. This is a wacky Wednesday, you know what I mean? It's just because my mic's, like, dropped, and I don't know how to feel about
mic
it.
Mic drop.
All right, Painted Black, everyone.
See this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun,
Hello again, everyone. If I said the Rolling Stones, I meant Coldplay featuring Beyonce and Bruno Mars. Right, Dan?
Right. That's exactly what you meant.
Oh, I did, because you mentioned the Rolling Stones before we were talking. You said something about a stadium, so I just...
Like you were probably zoned out when I mentioned that.
Yeah, so sorry, guys. No Rolling Stones, not at this Super Bowl. But, like I said, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Lady Gaga doing that national anthem. Mm-hmm. So very, very nice. All right, so...
She'll be in a football dress. Okay.
Or she'll just be in a football.
Right, or a football.
That's yeah, that's all she'll be wearing is a football.
Oh, God.
Anyway, or just like maybe a dress like made of a bunch of footballs.
That could work.
Maybe she'll just be wearing like the goalpost. She'll just be dressed as a big goalpost. And then her husband will be like, or well, her fiance for now will be like the football.
And right, just and then like, he'll... Nope, not going to say it. Okay, moving on.
Okay, then. Not where I was going, but where we are going is to our new theme song. We're going to give you guys a preview of it. See if you like it. Created by Caleb Karate, yes, correct?
Yes, we all know who he is.
We do. He was on our show, and hopefully he will be back on here again. Saying I'm corny, so take that into consideration. When people are hating, you're creating a bigger place in the world to showcase it and rub it in the faces. Make it clear to these players you ain't playing. I'm just making a statement. Jeez, I gotta make them believe. I already get up to school 7 days of the week. I already get on these beats and I stay out the streets. Wait, but your opinion never really mattered to me. Stuttering now, they don't know what to say, but they dap me up when I'm out. And when I leave, something starts tumbling out of their mouths. It's that trash talk. I ain't even mad, dog. They were saying I was broke, but I make the girl laugh now. Who's the bigger joke, eh? They were saying I was broke, but I make the girl laugh now. Who's the bigger joke? I was broke for a minute. Got an opportunity. Choke when I get it. All right, that's apparently our new theme song, even though I'm not from Corey, so...
Now, this is a short version. The full version is still...
Yeah, you better have, like, Caleb put it, like, from RMU or something, because I feel like it's his theme song and not ours.
The YouTube video he sent me, he did mention two college students at the end. He did mention us.
At the end? Yeah, at the end, like an afterthought. Like,
I don't... Yeah, well, that's... You know,
LOL, you gotta talk to him. So we're gonna move on, because we're gonna play some of the Super Bowl artists, and I might... play a local artist track later on, so that's exciting.
Teaser.
And I know that Dan had some stuff to talk about the Super Bowl, and I had a little bit of information too, so we got a good Super Bowl filled show. Baby squirrel use a sexy mother.
Woo! Quick on that mute switch.
There's Treasure by Bruno Mars.
Show you when you're mine, oh mine, mine, oh mine. Treasure.
my treasure. Yeah, you are my treasure. You are my treasure.
Bruno Mars, treasure.
Treasure.
That is what you are.
Oh, thank you. At least somebody thinks so. All right. If you want to treasure our show, you can call on in at 412-397-6816. Talk about the Super Bowl with us. Hey, Steve from Romo. Check it out. All right.
Give us your picks for the Super Bowl, too, as well.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, he's peeking in. You want to come in? Oh, yeah. You want to get the door or I'll get the door?
All right. We'll move on to Coldplay, A Head Full of Dreams.
Yeah.
Now, you see, the thing about technology is sometimes it doesn't work. But it is now. Now Coldplay, Head Full of Dreams. Boom.
Hello? Oh, is his mic on? Is mic on? Oh, I'm on now. Hey, it's Steve from Romo's. 3 to 5 on Saturdays. Listen to Steve.
A plug from Romo Steve.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
I expect a discount now at Romo's.
Freedom card money, man. It's free. It's like blowing all that cash.
All right, Coldplay.
Dreams. Head full of dreams. Don't cut me off, Dan. He's killing me.
Yeah.
Coldplay, Head Full of Dreams.
It is Coldplay. And it was a head full of dreams.
Luckily, it's not cold outside, which is great.
Yeah, the weather today is so nice. Even though I think definitely Sunday was a lot nicer, but today's still pretty good. Even though it's going to get chilly tomorrow, so bring your jacket. It's supposed to be like 34, which is kind of a downfall, kind of a bummer.
Only in Pittsburgh.
I know. This weather is got me crazy. Crazy in Love by Jay-Z and Beyonce. She'll be at the Super Bowl. But will you? Probably not.
Yeah,
too broke here.
So technology's great, isn't it? All right. On that note, I think we should go to break and collect ourselves, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be back with Pizza da Casa.
Well, no, we'll be back after Pizza da Casa.
Yeah,
unless I'm
going to
go to Pizza da Casa.
Yeah, no, you're going to Pizza da Casa, and we're getting some pizza because this deal is on fire. Listen up.
All right, see you.
Pizza da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza da Casa. From our da Casa to your da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
I want some pizza on my da Casa.
All right.
I meant in my mouth, Dan.
All right, Benjamin Cole, boom.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Kristen. All righty. So we're going to transition again to another Super Bowl artist.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she's singing that national anthem. And then we're going to have some stuff to talk to you about and give you some information about what's going on at 6:30 this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Plug.
It's a Super Bowl. It's not even a plug for us.
Still a plug, though.
Yeah, speaking of our plug, follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Use that hashtag. What is it, Dan?
#2BrokeRMU.
There you
go. And you
go.
Can find us on Facebook and Twitter using the same combination of numbers, TBCSRMU.
Boom. Very true. And you can still call in 412-397-6816. Dial it up. Make that hotline bling.
Okay, Drake.
I know when that hotline bling. All right. The applause, Lady Gaga.
I live for the applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause, applause, live for the applause, applause, live for the way that you cheer and scream for me. The applause.
Applause by Lady Gaga. And we're just going to talk a little bit with you guys about what's going on with the Super Bowl. We want to hear what you think. We want to hear who you predict's going to win. Broncos, cough, cough, Broncos.
Panthers.
I don't really care, though. Cough, cough, because it's not the cough, cough, Steelers. Honestly, though, you know, I've always kind of had a soft spot for Peyton Manning, though, you know what I mean? Because he played for the Colts, and the Colts were stationed in Indiana, where my dad resides. So always, you know, have my heart there.
Okay, definitely. I take back the.
Yeah, I know. And you know, Peyton Manning, he seems like a pretty cool guy. So, if you hear what's in the background, that is Paradise by Coldplay. So that's just going to give us some noise while we're chatting a little bit. So Dan. Your pick, then. You think the Panthers?
Yes.
Why?
They're 17-1. I mean, it's not that hard.
It's just surprising the Panthers even made it this year. You know what I mean? They're such a...
Cam Newton's a beast, man.
Yeah.
Plus, I can't really stand that Nationwide jingle anymore, so...
Oh, you mean the Papa John's one? Because Peyton Manning's in that Papa John's commercial?
Yeah. The Papa John's or the Nationwide one. That, no. I can't wait till he retires. That's my Nationwide.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like he's, like, bound to retire, though, by now. But Yeah, you know, that's where I think it's going. Did you know, though, that, you know, Left Shark from last Super Bowl show, which, mm-hmm. as you remember, Katy Perry and that poor shark that just did not know what it was doing. It's actually displayed in San Francisco right now, which is where the Super Bowl was being held. So
isn't that just a costume?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they, like, actually have poor Left Shark stuck in, like, a glass cube or anything, but I think it's just the costume, though. I don't know what that guy's doing now. Hopefully he's getting some work or something.
Someone didn't coordinate the choreography
before.
You
know, he made so much money on that, though. He or she, whoever that person is, Left Shark, shout out to you. They made a ton of money. And then Katy Perry tried to jump on that wagon and said, look, that's my shark. Want that money. And people tried to, like, get so much money into that, so... Yeah, no, Left Shark was one of those things that people just had going and going and going until they can get the last penny out of it.
Like Energizer. Oh, like a halftime show.
So, yeah, here I have two some cool recipes. So not that I can really tell them on the air. Oh, look, we have 6 store-bought Super Bowl snacks. More for, like, recipes, though. I was thinking, like, food. So I know what I'm making. This weekend is my famous buffalo chicken dip. Shout out to my mother for giving me the recipe, the only good thing she gave me. I'm just kidding. I love you, Mom. I do. I'm totally
throwing
playing.
Throwing some shade at her
I
mother.
I know. I'm killing it. No, I love my mom. And yes, she did give me the recipe. A lot of people on campus have tried it. They said it's pretty good. So I have confidence in it, but that's what I'm making. Are you going to eat anything or make anything, Dan? That's pretty spectacular.
Well, I'm going to be at work most of the time, but, you know. I'll be home to watch the Super Bowl, and I'll probably just, I don't know really what I'm going to eat.
Wow, you're not going to, like, get wings or something after?
Eh.
That's a good Super Bowl food, people. Yeah, if you are having a party, you need chili, you need a crock pot, you need wings. You need all kinds of good food and crazy things.
You need chips. You need beer.
Yeah, chips, beer. If you're old enough,
Daniel,
thank you. And if you're not, then be wise. Anyway.
Root beer, then.
Yes, keep it classy. So there's all kinds of stuff, definitely. Now, I know you had some information on some past acts that you wanted to share with us. So like we said before, halftime show, of course, Beyonce.
Well,
and
Coldplay. Beyonce.
But it's Beyonce, okay?
I wonder if the power's going to go out again after the halftime show because Beyonce's on it, you know, like it did 2 years ago. That was
Oh, my gosh.
That was a fail. Okay.
True. No, but, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I really like Coldplay, too. Bruno Mars. They're all really good acts, so I'm pretty hype about it. I liked when the Black Eyed Peas were on there, though. People said they didn't sing very well. I don't know. I liked it. I did. Actually, at the time, this was back when I was in the seventh grade. It was really funny. I was actually, like, you know, dating this kid, but, like, 7th or 8th grade, I was, give or take, a year. And, you know how dating was back when you were in middle school? Like, it was that whole, like, hand-holding stuff and, like, you know, school. You didn't really go out anywhere besides the ice skating rink, and your parents picked you up. So it was pretty, you know, straightforward.
The ice skating
rink. Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with the ice skating rink. But, you know, back when you were a kid, that's all the cool things you did. But anyways, so I had this bet with him that I think it's the Packers were playing. Who were the Packers playing? Do you remember?
Which year are we talking about?
Oh, gosh.
Is it the one where they were playing the Steelers? Because that,
yeah, I think it was Steelers-Packers or something like that. And I think the Packers might have won. Either way, the team he wanted won, and I was really sad. And, yeah, so I just thought that was a funny story about the Super Bowl. Do you have any funny Super Bowl stories, Dan?
Not
I know,
funny.
Putting him on the spot.
Not funny, really. I had nothing prepared. I mean, I've been to, I've had
You've
many.
You've been to the Super Bowl?
I've had many a Super Bowl party, especially when the Steelers were in it. But
yeah. But
then again, I've only been alive for 2 Steelers Super Bowls, so you can't really go off much.
My old youth group used to do, like, a lot of football parties. Like, my youth director used to have them at his house, and he'd have chips and everything, and we'd go watch the game. And I think I ended up watching 1 Super Bowl there, too, which was pretty cool. But he was so great. His name is Andrew. Shout out to you. And, you know, it was really nice. He welcomed us in his home with his wife, and he had this, like, big basement, and he had this room adjacent to, like, a game room. And it was pretty cool, so we all went in, and it was a fun time. So I like definitely being with people. Yeah.
But I did compile a top 3 Super Bowl halftime shows because
Yeah.
I have watched the Super Bowl, whether the Steelers were in it or not, and
I think we all do, you know what
the
I mean?
The halftime shows have been, well, for the commercials, but...
And for the halftime show, you know, you kind of want to see them go really well or go Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
Hey, that was a good halftime show up until that incident.
The flop.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
My top three, I'm going to go with Paul McCartney in 2005 because, you know, who doesn't love Paul McCartney?
Beatles. Well,
the Beatles. And we got Beyonce in 2013.
Oh, nice. She did such a great performance. She is such a great performer, in my opinion. But you all can debate me and dispute and call in that number.
She did such a good performance that the power went out to start the second half. And
see?
We had to wait.
That's what? Yeah.
Wonder
she knocked it out, literally.
Hopefully
knocked
that happens
that power
again.
Out.
And then this is, I mean, regardless of what you think of U2, they're... 2002 performance.
Dan, like half of us were like, what? How old were we? Pretty young.
I mean, come on.
I'm sorry we're not as old as Dan. We
all
don't remember you two.
Pretty sure we remember 2001, 2002, something like that. Just, you know, if you don't, you can go Google it because.
I definitely don't remember 2002.
It was.
That was one of those years.
Just oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
And then we have
no. The
Rolling Stones in 2006 Super Bowl 40.
I do think I remember the Stones, and they did perform at one of our Super Bowls, like Dan said earlier. So that's also why we kind of played them. So that was pretty chill with that. Lots of great performers. Hopefully these three will be a good lineup. Katy Perry's was pretty good last year.
Yeah,
I don't
not
know.
Bad.
Yeah, I mean,
Left
I
Shark
definitely
made it better.
But. Yeah, I liked her guest appearances too. You know, who came during her show? That was pretty cool.
I wonder who's gonna come this year.
I guess it's Bruno Mars and Beyonce, but you Jay-Z. Never know. Yeah, honestly, she might pull a Crazy in Love and her husband might come up. Maybe some Blue Ivy up in there.
The richest couple in the world right there.
I don't know. Oprah's pretty rich.
Well, Jay-Z works at Apple and...
Jay-Z works at Apple?
Yes.
I thought he was a rapper. Now he's working at Apple. Guess it didn't work out for him. Just kidding.
I mean, he sold Beats for like $3 billion, so...
Oh, so now he's into that. Mm-hmm. What's happening with his, what is that? The music sharing thing? He's in Tidal? Isn't that? Oh, like
no,
one
that,
the
no,
crapper?
That's now, he had Beats by, he had Beats Music, but that's Apple Music now, so.
No, Dre had Beats Music. Dre has Beats. Jay-Z has Tidal.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Well, I don't use Tidal because it's expensive.
Yeah,
so, come
exactly.
Come on, Jay-Z. God.
Yeah, exactly. Dre has Beats. Dre is all over Beats. Beats is Dre. Dre is too old to be rapping, so he's listening to his Beats because his hearing's low. So
well, I got my rappers mixed up because I'm white, but so there you go.
Okay. Wow, way to stereotype that. And we're going to move on.
I think we should take another break because... Quite frankly, there's nothing in the queue, so...
That, and we do have to play a minimum amount of commercials here for That's you true. Lovely people.
Gotta make money.
And gotta get that Pizza da Casa.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only commercial
pizza
we got.
Pizza da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza, along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting... Get 4 extra large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza da Casa. From our da Casa to your da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
Hey, who remembers the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, Dan, thanks for picking this one specially for me.
I'm not sure.
No comment there. Okay, thanks, Dan. Yeah. I'm fresh on the market, people.
I've been on the market for 3 months.
There you go. This is Dan's song. I'm just kidding. I'm so getting hot. I love the Backstreet Boys. Oh, my gosh. You know who I just heard in the radio the other day? NSYNC. So good. That's
they
what
sound
we should
the
play
same,
next.
But
no, they do not. People, the Backstreet Boys' biggest fans will be really mad at you. I'm not a Backstreet. I'm more NSYNC than I am Backstreet Boys. It's like Coke and Pepsi. But, no, man, Backstreet Boys people would, like, knife you in the backyard or something, like, behind a dumpster.
We'll be back with NSYNC.
Yes, we will.
to go. Surrender my heart, body and soul.
How can it be you're asking me to feel the things you never show?
The irony is killer here, but this is the song that I actually did listen to the car. Like, it was on, and I loved it. Oh, I hope this is the Nelly version.
NSYNC, Girlfriend.
Yes. Is this the Nelly? Wait, hold on. Like, Nelly's got to, like, let's see. No.
It's the original. Come on.
I know, but I like the Nelly's like, he don't want you. He wants you, like, he raps. It's so good, okay? You guys, if you listen to NSYNC, or if you don't, either way, listen to that Nelly version of the song. It's so good, but the song is so good anyways. Remember, this is my first concert, everyone. If you take anything away from today's show or anything away from our show at all, NSYNC, my first concert, best concert ever.
What do you think? Should we,
start from the top? Yeah.
You want to start from the top?
This song?
Yeah.
No, it's good.
All right. Take it away, Justin.
I got an idea.
That it's real.
Are you sure?
Does he ease your mind?
No. All right. Well, if you want to be Dan's girlfriend, we have applications here in the studio.
Or you could just call him the phone.
Yeah, there you go. His line was on the air last show if you were listening.
Just follow me on Twitter. It's
there you
Boy
go.
Danny Boy Speaks. You know,
there you right? go. You know what I mean? But yeah, so next week, though, you should be hanging with your girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, because it's Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm. We're a week too early with this music here.
Look, I had this song on my mind, listening to it in the car, so good, but
following Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely, though, that's great.
I know, it was so ironic. Actually, though, when I was talking about concerts, I wanted to mention, too, I actually went to see Lady Gaga in concert as well, so she's performing in our Super Bowl, so, you know, national anthem. That was also a good concert, though. She was 2 hours late because she was legally intoxicated. Yeah, but she was really good when she did eventually hit the
classic
stage.
Gaga.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, enjoy the rest of the song. You got about a minute 30 left.
Oh, say, can you see?
Don't you be my girlfriend, yeah.
Now, come on. That sounded exactly the same as the Backstreet Boys. My
girlfriend. It did not sound the same. Not at all.
If you say so.
I'm telling you, they're two very different, awesome boy bands. Backstreet Boys was actually first, just FYI. But I'm an NSYNC-er.
You're in the sink.
Ah, oh, funny. Can you? This is Bruno Mars. Grenade. It's also sing along in the radio station today.
That or lip sync battle, either one.
Oh no, I was really singing out loud. My mic was off, so you're welcome for that.
Yes.
All right. So we played a lot of artists that are going to be in the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool. Remember to watch that 6:30. We got those Broncos and our
Carolina Panthers.
Yes, yes. I wanted to give Dan a chance to speak. I feel bad you haven't talked too much today. So
well, that's fine.
It's just a little quiet. But anyway, so since we're spotlighting Super Bowl artists. We might as well spotlight a local artist. This is actually a friend of mine. We had Caleb on last time. We don't have a local artist on this time, but we do have a clip of their music. And that's pretty cool, you know, because the power of radio gives us really a chance to broadcast what people are doing. And Caleb, also a friend of mine, but, you know, my cousin and definitely a friend of Dan's. So, you know, really trying to do that. And like we said before, if you know a local artist that you think should be broadcasted, please send us their information. Get us in contact. We'd love to have input and have different music on here. So by my friend Fathom, that is his rap name, not his real name. That's F-A-A-T-H-O-M. I just wanted to make sure I had all the A's there, Malik. So
there's a third one.
Yeah, I said three. F-A-A-T-H-O-M. Got it, Dan. Now.
Count on me.
Yeah, count on me.
Find another route. Count on me, you can count it down. Ain't another me, boy, I'm the only one, only one. Count on me, you can count it down. Ain't another me, boy, I'm the only one, only one. I'm here to start some waves. Don't you sink in them, all y'all trying to hate. But we ain't listening, in my ear with all that negative. I don't recommend, we ain't speaking it. So tell me why you preaching it. I've been at it since a youngin', picked up pens and from that sun. So don't try to weigh me down, you don't get no nothing. Everything you throw at me, bounce, bounce back to you. So all the hatin' on synergy, karma's got some words for you. Only hatin' cause I'm better. Quite ashamed, that was your letter. I'm a letter man, writing letters to my fans. Don't let them break you, man. Don't you, don't you. Stomp, stomp, no, we brought that bounce. Bounce, wave, wave. Want my people louder than an ounce. Ounce, flip that. Show you what we bout, bout. Never put us out, out. Like the fire that we spitting, find another route, route. Count on me, you can count it down. Ain't another me, boy, I'm the only one, only one. Count on me. You can count it down. Ain't another me. Boy, I'm the only one, only one. Y'all silly. All the ways you spitting straight. Kill me in the face of artistry. You rappers are nothing. We're something to nothing. We're something to everything. Cause everything we bring is something that you can't. Something that you can't. Then I'm the man who can. Got the power where I stand. God damn, how that sound. Tell me how that sound. We gon' make them sing. Give the world our sound. Hold up, my hotline bling. Only hating cause I'm better. Quite ashamed, that was your letter. I'm a letter man, writing letters to my fans. Don't let them break you, man. Don't you, don't you. Don't stop, no, we brought that bounce. Bounce, wave, wave. Want my people louder than an ounce. Ounce, flip that. Show you what we bout, bout. Never put us out, out. Like the fire that we spitting, find another route, route. Count on me, you can count it down. Ain't nothing me, boy, I'm the only one, only one. Count on me, you can count it down. Ain't another me, boy, I'm the only one, only one.
Count on me. Not bad.
Yeah, you can find him on SoundCloud. Check him out on Facebook. So that's F-A-A-A-T-H-O-M. Gotta get all those A's in. Which I could use in some of my classes, so that'd be super helpful. anyway, ooh, what is happening with my cord? Oh, that was not a pretty sound. Anyway, so we're going to end it with, of course, the main act, the Super Bowl Sunday. And this is Coldplay with their newest song, Adventure of a Lifetime.
She'd say, everything you want's a dream away.
All right, it looks like that's going to do it for us this week.
Yeah, I love that song, though, Adventure of a Lifetime. It's really good. It's so upbeat.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I didn't even believe it was Coldplay. So
I just added it to my music library, so
There you go. You hadn't heard it? It's on the radio a lot.
I don't listen to the radio.
Oh, okay, Dan's too cool for the radio. But he's on the radio. How ironic.
I'm on internet radio. Okay, that's
internet. Internet radio. More like college radio, but
whatever.
Yeah, but we do broadcast to more people, so that's pretty exciting than just the college campus, so pretty cool. But yeah, I guess that's gonna do it for us this Wednesday. I'm sorry guys, I was a little wacky. I'm a little exhausted. I've been running on like 2 minutes of sleep.
She's not the only one, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, I know. I feel like spring semester is definitely harder and a lot more going on and a lot more work.
Well, on that note, if you'd like to follow the show on Twitter.
Not if you'd like to, you're going to.
You better follow the show.
Yeah, or somebody's going to beat you up. No.
On Twitter and Facebook, totally you can kidding. Do so by searching TBCSRMU. You can use the hashtag on Twitter, TwoBrokeRMU, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, definitely. Don't forget to listen to us on RMUCenturyMedia.com. Use that TuneIn app, or you could just listen right through the internet because that's, you know, websites a little bit easier. But yeah. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Hopefully I will get some sleep at some point. You all should get a lot of sleep and have an adventure of a lifetime.
And remember, be your colonial best and go Panthers.
Go Broncos.
No.
Yes.
See you.